Well, Dawidi Waititi is joining us for a corridor today. Hey, Dawidi, what are you telling us?
Hey, morena Dale. Morena tata.
Saw you on the sideline yesterday too. The young fellow and I were lucky enough to be doing some commentary work. Waititi scoring a couple of tries for Rotorua boys. Made his papa proud.
Oh, look, been following that team for a little while now, and you know, that was a good hard game actually. It was a very good game to watch. Tauranga boys did really well, but you know, they were able to get to Japan and win the Sanics, and now have come home, and you know, they're the team everybody you know, will be targeting. And I thought it was just an awesome derby between those two particular kura anyway, yeah. In the Bay. Rotorua and Tauranga. So, yeah, awesome game to watch.
He must have got his mum's skills, eh?
Our young fellas involved, eh? I think so.
He got his mum's skills,
I'm a tight head. I'm a tight head prop. I can't say that, you know, I taught him any stepping or the speed.
He's in the centres. Tauranga Waititi scored a couple of tries yesterday for Rotorua boys, and I could see Dad was proud, although it cost him $20 a try, I suppose. Anyway, that's another story. Hey, on a serious note, the passing of Aotearoa Tera this past week, gee, you know, we know back in history that the winter months are always testing for our older people, but gee, what a powerhouse of contribution. We're talking here with Tāmati Reedy and Hirini and now Whaterangi, you know, champions for our people for such a long time, and we pay tribute, but I guess they want us to kick on and fight the good fight.
You know, I acknowledge Uncle Tāmati and the contribution he made. Māori Affairs, the Māori Department back, you know, back in the 80s and the 90s, you know, Uncle Tāmati, Māori All Black. But even in the academic circles, these guys here pushed in spaces that you know, that the people before them were pushing in, and I'm talking about the Maharaya Winiatas, the Hoani Waititis, the Rangihaus, and all those academics of their time, and they were pushing, you know, the work that Apirana and all those types of people left, Apirana and Semawi Pomare and Tahiwara, Rangihiro, and all those you know, who became politicians, but were the academics of their time. So, you know, and all pushing in their 90s, you know. So Uncle Hirini, he was 99. He was you know, he's on the doorstep of 100. And then you've got, you know, Uncle Tāmati, 89. And then Whaterangi in his, you know, in his early 90s. You know, these fellas here, you know, the ability to be able to move into the circles that we're quite often shut out of, but not only that, to pave new pathways for our people to find enlightenment, and to have a fighting chance in a world that quite often turns its back on us. You know, you've got a mihi to them. Irini with the establishment of Te Whare Wānanga o Awa Nui Arangi, and then you've got Uncle Whaterangi, with the establishment of the Wānanga o Raukawa. You know, you've got the two whare wānanga creators and gone in the same week. Tells you that, you know, those kaua did things together. They were able to secure the legislation that protected the whare wānangas, and have gone together, you know, they've gone together. And all were very supportive of our movement, Dale. Whaterangi being the first president, and only a president would know what it's like to run movements like this. You know, even when the Māori Party was going through its struggles in the early years with the split of mana, it was Uncle Whaterangi at the helm of that particular movement, and the president at that time. You know, so we will go there today. We will pay our respects to Uncle Whaterangi as a movement. Thank him for his you know, his commitment, his courage, but his strength. You know, and these guys were humble guys, but they were strong fellas. You know, and they were strong in their belief, they were strong in their character, but they were strong in their and their determination to ensure Tiwi Māori had a voice in the spaces that quite often turned it back on us. One in politics, one in education, and ensuring that our people had a fighting chance.
Yeah, tēnā koe. Like you say, mate, we pay tribute. I'm pleased you're going along to the tangi, and I'll be talking in a moment as well with Tai Arahia Black, who also is reflecting on the long-term visions. And when Whatarangi looked at a 25-year plan, everyone went, whoa. But now, you know, it is right. We look at 500-year plans. All righty, yes, mate.
That's right.
Obviously, the budget has been and gone. There was nothing in it there. And you are forced to challenge, as you must, as the co-leader of Te Pāti Māori. But the assaults are coming thick and fast on Māori issues, whether it's the disabled community, loss of jobs in the PSA, just a barrage of legislative change, treaty principles, bill before the tribunal and the like. So the fight goes on, and if we take the lead of Tamati and Hirini and now Whatarangi, you know, these are great taonga for us to carry into those challenges. And tell us a little more about localised issues for you, funding for the Wairika Gorge and State Highway 2, and whether or not State Highway 35 should have been funded. I mean, it doesn't look as though it is.
Yeah. No.
More issues, but you might have some priorities. The stage is yours. Don't hold back. Let it rip.
Hey, look, what we've got, Dale, and I mentioned it in the budget corridor, Māori as a whole, this is the least investment that any government has made into Māori in 15 years. You've got a drop of $123 million from Māori, from the Māori development portfolio. And, you know, yes, Highway 35 did miss out, and the Wairika Gorge is, and the Wairika Gorge needs to be fixed. But those two veins, and I would say veins, lifeline veins for the coast, they've got to go hand in hand. You can't do one side without the other, because you know, both of those roads, when they go out, those communities are very isolated. And that's the community I live in. So I'm disappointed in that. I'm happy that the Wairika Gorge has got some investment, but that's because it has to. And that State Highway 35 should have got more investment, because every time there is a weather event, State Highway 35 is also a lifeline for the coast, but again, it's been ignored. And maybe because, quite often it is the whānau up in Ngāti Porou side of the coast that are just treated like the second-class citizens or the second cousins out on the coast, and, you know, because they're so far out, we don't worry about them. So, you know, I'm very disappointed in that regard. What we do have is still huge housing deprivation down in the Wairika, probably the highest deprivation in the country. Again, unemployment continues to rise. We've gone from 6.8% to 10.8% for Māori. We've got mortality rates. Our people are dying 7 to 10 years earlier than everybody else. This here is an issue for us. Why? Because, you know, they've lowered the level of cancer screening from 57 to 56. They were the ones that raised it from 50 to 57 in the first place. Data and science is telling us that Māori and Pacifica should be being screened at 45. So these are some of the things, and so those numbers will not change for us. We will not meet superannuation as this government toys with raising the age of superannuation. But we will not get there. But we will make huge contributions to super, as many of our people have in the past, and we will not be able to benefit from the from that. As you can see, there is no aroha for kaimahi who work in those particular spaces, PSA. If you look at the public service sector, already 10,000 people have been laid off. These guys are looking at another 10,000. That's 20,000 people laid off. You've got many of our young people moving over to Australia before the lack of jobs and actually the non-appreciation of the mahi that they will be doing here in Aotearoa. They get paid between 3 to 5 times more in Australia for the mahi that they do. Roofers, tradies, all of those types of things, even those who are working in the mine. So we have got a long way to go, and this government has just, They're all out war on our disabled communities, on our women, on our takatāpui communities, on our workers, on Māori and on treaty rights. has been absolutely appalling, and we must make sure that our people are enrolled coming November 7th, heading into November 7th. Make sure you're enrolled on the Māori roll. Make sure that we get out and vote for the very first time, Te Iwi Māori, Māori on the Māori roll, outpopulate Māori on the general roll. 35,000 people have crossed over from the general roll over to the Māori roll, and 55,000 new voters are on the Māori roll. This is our time to make sure that our vote counts. Māori will not be a marginal vote. We will be a critical vote heading into November 7th. We will be deciding who the Prime Minister is. And I urge our people, enroll on the Māori roll, get out and vote, and ensure that we are the kingmaker come November 7th.
Tēnā hoi, tēnā hoi. Is it true that you talk faster than me or Julian Wilcox? And because we've had such depressing commentary from the Māori perspective, although we stand proud, how about hitting us with a song there, Orawiri? to brighten our morning. Because you're magic, mate. You're magic people to me, mate. You're magic people to me.
Hold your head up high, little voices fly.
Be proud to be Māori. Yeah, we need a little bit of upliftment. It's pretty savage, isn't it, the work that you do? I mean, crikey dicks. You must have practiced restraint, because sometimes, you know, you want to get in there and give them the whopping. Metaphorically speaking, too. Do you know what I mean? But so I can just see you with your hands tight behind your back there as these assaults come thick and fast. We are magic people, and let's be reminded of it. We can change this government, and we all need to register to vote, just as Rawiri said. Hey, bro, have a great weekend. I look forward to talking with you again next week. All the best till then.
Yeah, me
too. Tēnā koe, thank you.